Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Look forward to having some great discussion with you. And you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun getting into this hockey season. We start in less than a week. And that's kind of crazy to me, but we're going to kick it off so fast. I can't wait. On one hand, I can't wait. But today's topic is my on the other hand. And I think it's important that we discuss this because I've talked about it already a couple of times in various formats. But here's the thing. Every league that has traveled, whether it's baseball, which almost didn't finish its season, or football, which probably the most public case of COVID-19, oops, was the Denver Broncos not having a starting quarterback for a week during the regular NFL season. But everybody's had to deal with delays, players out, problems arising from it. And when the NBA and the NHL bubbled up, they didn't have any cases in the bubble because it was a completely controlled environment and they did a fantastic job. Kudos. But that's not the way it's going to go this year. They're going to travel. So what does that mean? It means people will catch COVID-19. And COVID-19 is not a joke, and it's something to be taken seriously. And I do believe, please let me say this, that the major sports take it seriously. But there's only so much you can do. And so now reports are coming out. Stars canceled, Dallas Stars canceled a practice for COVID-19 related reasons. Well, we know what that means. Multiple Columbus Blue Jackets players are missing practice for COVID-19 related reasons. People, I've spent 20 years in pro sports. I've traveled on buses and airplanes. I've stayed in hotels. I know how close everybody is in a traveling party. And guess what? When things go through a team, when something goes through a locker room, whether it's a flu, whether it's a cold, or whether it's COVID-19, it's going to go through a locker room. You're in there with those guys day in, day out. You do everything together, and especially if you travel together. You know, the two ways that people sarcastically refer to a bus in the minors is the iron lung and the germ tube. And that's exactly what it is. It's a germ tube. You bring something on there, it's all the same recirculated air, especially on a bus. There's no windows that open. It's just, you know, I can tell you stories about buses, but until you open the bus doors again to get off and go somewhere, you're stuck with it. And to see this is not a surprise. No surprise at all. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. So this is practice right now. This is training camp. We haven't started playing games yet. The NHL is going to end the regular season May 8th, and they say they have some built-in time to get some games played in the meantime. The taxi squad is only 6 players. The taxi squad should be at least 10 because, again, when you're in the germ tube, if one guy gets it, 5 or 6 guys are getting it, and those 5 or 6 guys are not playing, and they're not playing for 2 or 3 games at least. Hopefully none of them get sick, like really seriously sick. I'm not talking infected, because they'll miss more time and certainly don't want anything worse than that to happen. Don't want anybody to even get sick or get infected, but it's going to happen. It's happening. My question is, and what we really need to decide, the AHL is going to play. A couple teams have opted out for this year, but the AHL is going to play a short season, so prospects will still have a place to play. But if you're coming in and out, especially if you're an American Hockey League team with a franchise in the U.S. or an NHL franchise in Canada. So like Utica and Vancouver comes to mind as an example of that. That's a 2-week quarantine. If you eventually need to call a player up from the American Hockey League, the taxi squad needs to be bigger than 6 people because you're going to need more than 6 people. You are going to need probably, I'm not kidding when I say 10. And it stinks because if you want your prospects to play, they have to play in the minors, right? There's no real easy way to wheel guys up and down with quarantines just between the states and the provinces, let alone crossing the border. There are a lot of issues that are going to go along with this. But that is exactly my point, is that I think the NHL has bought in a little bit to its success from the bubble. And they did a great job. And they're saying, we did so well in the bubble. We got this. We know if things happen, it'll be fine, but we got this. But you don't got this. And nobody got this. We have proven that for the last year. Nobody got this, NHL. So, look, I'm not saying we're not going to be able to finish the season. I think we will. I'm not saying we're not going to crown a champion. I think we will. But I'm also not saying that no one will get infected. I'm also not going to sit here and tell you that I think everything's going to be smooth sailing. And I think teams are going to lose games. And I think we're going to have to end up doing this on win percentage. It depends how committed the NHL is to forcing teams to play shorthanded. Would you force a team to play with 14 players? Look at the World Juniors. Germany had to do it. And the IIHF said, all right, you got guys out with COVID. Well, that's your fault, Germany. Play the game. And they did. Is the NHL going to take that route? Or for the quote-unquote integrity of the game, are they going to postpone and reschedule as much as possible? But then at the end, are teams trying to play, you know, 8-9 games in 14 days to get on the same page as everybody else game-wise? They may have to look at a win percentage setup in order to keep this season on track on time. There are a lot of variables here. I'm not saying the NHL hasn't planned for them, but I also think you just can't be overconfident about it. So, fingers crossed, skate laces crossed, that this is not an issue this year. But unfortunately, I'm predicting it will be. All right, that's it for the Tiny Biscuits podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. You can do so wherever you get your podcasts. Also, again, please follow me on Twitter. I'm at Callahan On Air. And the return of Talking Puck TV will be back on the air this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube. Just search either on YouTube or Twitch for Talking Puck TV. Plus, if you follow me on Twitter, I put the show links out there. And hopefully we will talk to you then. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Take care. Stay safe.